Sarah McConnell. Welcome back to With Good Reason. It sounds like water, but this is actually the sound of millions of monarch butterflies alighting after they've made their annual migration south. It's hard to imagine spring without the beautiful and iconic monarch butterflies, but a billion butterflies have already vanished, largely due to the farming practices of giant agribusiness in this country. Later in the show, bird songs in the cities are evolving as the birds try to communicate with each other above the noisy environment.
Where you have a lot of human-made noises like car traffic, weed whackers, air conditioners, etc., they all change their vocalizations in the presence of that loud noise that we make.
And we'll hear about a college wilderness course where the final exam is spending time alone in the wild. But first, the monarch butterfly's journey south is quite remarkable. It takes generations to successfully complete the several thousand-mile trip, and they feed and breed mostly on milkweed plants. Yet over the past 20 years, the development of genetically manipulated crops is wiping out the milkweed plants. Tatiana Lobova is part of a national effort to rescue the monarch butterfly. She's a senior lecturer at the Department of Biological Sciences at Old Dominion University. I have read that we've lost nearly a billion monarch butterflies in the last 25 years. Is that right?
Yes. Unfortunately, we lost about 90 to 95% of that billion population.
Who does the counting of butterflies?
We can only count them during the time when they're actually hibernating. Over the winter, because there's no food available for the monarch butterflies in North America, they go down south and east, and they migrate to the central Mexico, and they all kind of cuddle up in this big, dense population on the trees. Every year, they come to exactly the same trees.
It's hard for me to imagine a delicate butterfly migrating. They only seem strong enough to go through the life cycle in place, and yet they go hundreds or thousands of miles.
They go about 2,500 to 3,000 miles, and they have to fight any kind of weather on the way. And it's totally unexplainable how they do it. We don't know what's the driving force. We don't know how that species memory works for them. And the north migration from Mexico to United States and up to Canada, it takes about three generations of butterflies. But the migration back south to Mexico, it's only one generation. That one butterfly will live much longer than any of the summer butterflies.
So what has happened to decimate their population?
In the past couple decades, we have a very sharp crisis in the plant community that absolutely necessary for the monarch butterflies to survive. We're talking about milkweed plants. Milkweeds that used to be extremely common in the United States, they were growing everywhere around the fields, around the roads, around the houses, and they are especially important as host plants and the food plants for monarch butterflies. So they lay eggs only on milkweed plant. Then when the caterpillar emerges, it feeds very intensively only on milkweed plants. And then when the butterflies come out, they actually drink nectar from the milkweed flowers as well.
Well, what happened to the milkweed plant to so decimate the population? Milkweed grows in the vast countryside. Surely there's enough milkweed out there to feed butterflies.
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately, in the past decade or so, we have almost eradicated milkweeds in the United States because we use very potent herbicides in the United States. The brand name Roundup, that most common one now and most potent one, we have also more and more commonly using in the Midwest the corn and soybean seeds that have been genetically engineered to be Roundup ready. By overusing the Roundup by overusing the herbicides all across the agricultural area, and also overuse of herbicides in our own backyards and our golf course in the area around our houses, we pretty much killed the native population of milkweeds.
There's been this effort then to plant milkweed to bring back the monarch butterfly, but evidently milkweed that is native is good for butterflies. The non-native or tropical species can be devastating to the population. Why?
We have some recent studies that show that some exotic or tropical milkweed, the one that are very common in the United States in the nurseries and the plant shops, because they're beautiful, they're easy to grow, they're easy to propagate, so people can buy them anywhere, they can plant them, and they think that they're actually doing a great service to the butterflies. But it turned out that in southern states, these plants are actually not dying out during the winter, as the local plant supposed to do, as the native plant supposed to do. When the plant die out during the winter, it also kills all kinds of microorganisms and diseases that can live in that plant during the summer. And by doing so, they can host and then transfer diseases to monarch butterflies. One of the reasons we want to highlight the importance of planting the local native species of milkweeds is because they have co-evolved with these butterflies over billions of years. And it's very important for us to support that relationship and not try to introduce and force new kind of relationships, which usually don't work well.
You have a program you're doing with students at your university, Old Dominion University.
We started our milkweed gardens in the city of Norfolk Park. We want to plant the milkweeds there. We want to teach little kids that come to play. They can see them there, hopefully. They can watch the different stages, and they can learn why it's so important to support our native plant populations and our native insect populations. This butterfly gardens, this milkweed planting project that we call Monarchs for Monarchs, is a great example of very cost-efficient, very exciting projects that any university or any public organization or any even elementary school can do in any area in the United States.
Well, congratulations and keep up the good work. Thank you for talking with me today on With Good Reason.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Tatiana Lobova is a senior lecturer at the Department of Biological Sciences at Old Dominion University. Coming up next, chirping above the noise.